Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Notice this, if you ever picture the picture, you, even before you can get in the gate, you have to go in with thanksgiving, thanking the Lord. Lord, thank you for another day I rose up. Lord God, just thank you I was able to eat today. Lord, just thank you, thank you, thank you. In other words, you're not concerned about all your problems, but you're thanking Him for what you have. Remember, don't be always complaining about what you don't have, but be thankful for what you have. It makes the difference. If you're thankful for what you have, you know, the Bible talks about being unthankful. It talks about this generation is unthankful. Boy, if you're unthankful, oh, it's a sad, sad picture for you. But God says, even before you can come to Him, you're going to have to enter into that gate with thanksgiving. And then I like as the scripture goes on, and it says, and into His courts with praise. Now you're getting a little closer. We came in with thanksgiving. Now we're going with praise. And praise, we're getting a little closer. Amen. Praising the Lord. What a difference. I don't know about you, but when I'm going through trouble, when I'm going through, I remember vividly after I got my second job, I left the mic. I was working for Microsoft, and I went to work for the Carolina Panthers. Well, the guy hired me to be a programmer in this particular language. Well, then the second, the end of the week, he told me, we're not going to be using that language no more. I'm like, okay, I just left my good paying job, and now you're talking about you're going to switch it to something I know nothing about. I said, I'm toast. I'm toast. And I said, they gave me a something to do, and I didn't know how to do it. Be honest with you, I didn't know how to do it. But you know what I did? I went on a walk. I said, look, I got to take a walk. I walked around the block, singing praises. I said, Lord, and just singing praises. I could have been complaining, Lord, I don't know how to do this, but I went and just kept singing praises. And did you know I came back, I learned that thing so quick, I became the top player in understanding all that stuff. And it wasn't anything I did. I basically gave praises to the Lord. I said, Lord God, you are in control of all things, and you will work it out. So remember, whenever we don't focus on our problems, but focus on God, it makes the difference. So as we see that we're in His courts with praise, and it says, be thankful unto Him, and get this, bless His name. Bless God's name. How can we bless God's name? How can we bless God's name? Giving Him praise. Exactly right. Giving Him praise. Or how about keeping His word? Doing what He told you to do. Whatever God tells us to do, just do it. What a difference that'll make. Remember, when God tells us something, it's not to keep us away from something, but it's to protect us. And then I tell you, thank God for some of His protection. If I would just do some of the things the world was doing, what a sad, sad end that is. But when we get to the point and do it the way God says it, when God says, hey, don't have sex outside of marriage, what comes up from it? I know a lot of situations where people had sex outside of marriage. It's breaking to pieces. It's falling to pieces. But when you do it the way God says do it, when God says, you know, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, what does that mean? Don't go to bed angry. Solve it. Remember, every bad action that we do, every sin starts with a what? A thought. If you sleep on that thing, don't you think Satan is going to run out? Is it going to get deeper and deeper? Then the root of bitterness set up, and then you're on a path that's not good and easy to come back from. But when God tells us to do something, just what? Do it. Hear ye Him. Just do it. And then we can stand before Him and praise Him.
That's right.
I don't know about you, but I'm ready to praise the Lord. I'm going to end right here. I'm just going to say a short prayer, and then we're going to praise the Lord. How about that? We thank God for the word today. Father God, we come once again, Lord, just thanking you, Lord, how good you are. Lord God, how we just stop for a brief moment to see that, Lord God, that you inhabit the praises of your people. And Lord God, we know that we cannot praise you only if the Spirit is in us, Lord God, that we can praise you. And Lord God, when we recognize that you're in control of it all, we can sit back and raise our hands and say, to God be the glory.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.